an additional 4 million euro for the derelict buildings and properties that are in mainly the town centre of Letterkenny. We as a council, throughout different meetings, have identified some derelict buildings that are there. This now gives the additional funding to our own team who's working on the regeneration projects that have identified buildings as well, to go and work first of all with the landowners to try and be achieved or buy or bring them out of dereliction. And then a possibility, if that's not possible, that it can be done by a CPO, which is a compulsory purchase order. That's something that's very welcomed. And there is a few derelict buildings that have been in disrepair for some time. This is on top of the 18 million that we would have been allocated previously for the work at the Market Square, the work in the old courthouse, and the work in the new transport hub as well. This is the biggest funding envelope that we've seen for Letterkenny ever in my time in public life, and it's all very welcome because identifying the site and getting the work to progress with the new transport hub is something that's badly needed for the town, as is the derelict buildings and regeneration and the possibility of additional housing in the town centre.
The Coherlook of the MD, Councillor Kevin Bradley, says as far as he's concerned, there are people on the ground, the derelict officer is working in the background, and he believes within a year we'll actually see progress on these projects and we'll see dividends coming from this money within a 12-month period. Would you concur?
Yeah, I would. I would, definitely. And I think, in fairness, we have to acknowledge a lot of good work is happening. And this is an endorsement of the work that's happening when the department and our local minister, Minister McConnell Logue, have been able to secure additional funding of 4 million euro. And I think that is definitely good news for Letterkenny and for Donegal.